This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The Boy Scouts of America opened its version of a Disney-esque destination getaway in early July. The Summit Bechtel Family National Scout Reserve includes whitewater rafting, miles of zip line, and an 85,000-seat stadium, all built on 10,000 acres of West Virginia woodland. So far, the Summit has doubled its projected budget and is heavily in debt, leading some, even within the organization, to wonder whether this mega camp can turn around the fortunes of the Boy Scouts. Robin Respo is reporter on the Enterprise team at Reuters. She and her colleague Brian Groh investigated the fortunes at the Summit camp. Robin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia.
Okay, so now the ribbon is freshly cut. What does the Boy Scouts of America hope will make people travel from far and wide to attend the Summit?
The Summit is really the ultimate outdoor adventure park. It's over 10,000 acres of BMX biking, whitewater rafting, skeet shooting, rappelling, rock climbing. Last week, they had over 30,000 troops descend upon the area, which historically was a coal mine. It's an old, sweeping, beautiful part of West Virginia that was old coal mining country.
Why did they choose West Virginia?
You know, they did a pretty comprehensive look at a number of sites, and they felt like this was a site that was accessible by the majority of scouts within a 10-hour drive. And it had a lot of land. It had mountainous land, rugged land, and a river. And, it was an area that could potentially help a local economy. You know, it just worked out for them.
You're describing a park built on a really grand scale. How much did the Summit project cost to Boy Scouts of America?
When the Summit was originally proposed in 2009, they said that it would be around $176 million by the end of this year. At this point, that cost has ballooned to about double that through the end of this year to $350 million. And we found estimates within the organization that by the end of 2015, they expect the cost to potentially be $440 million.
So it costs a lot of money, but it's not terribly unusual for building projects to overrun budgets, although this is by quite a bit. But still, the investment of $176 million, who was proposing that an organization that we're all hearing is beleaguered by the times and losing money would make this kind of investment?
The Boy Scouts are a very loyal group of often former scouts who have been in the organization for decades. And it's really hard to know exactly what the initial conversations were about the Summit. It seems as though it was proposed or at least strongly supported by their former CEO, who has since retired. But I think they were proposing the Summit as a way to excite troops and to, as they said, sort of turn over a new leaf of the second century of scouting.
So, Robin, maybe review for us a picture of the old leaf. You know, what's going on within the scouting organization in terms of membership, fundraising, and public sentiment?
The last few decades have been really hard for the Boy Scouts in that their membership has declined severely since its peak in 1972 when it was around 4.9 million. But in addition to membership, the Scouts have faced a lot of public criticism about their policy against homosexuals. They've lost some corporate donors who feel that the Scouts are a discriminatory organization. They've really stigmatized their own troops in that, you know, the conservative troops feel very strongly that gay members should not be allowed, and liberal troops have long felt like they are suffering through a decision that they didn't make or support.
Although in May, the Boy Scouts announced a big decision that it would allow gay troops, just not gay adults. Have I got that right?
Right. So they are allowing gay youth, and the day you turn 18, if you are outwardly gay, you are no longer allowed to be part of the Boy Scouts. And then on top of that, the Scouts are having to litigate quite a few lawsuits alleging sexual abuse from decades past.
The Boy Scouts organization are known for being very insular and not really being open talking with the press about this. Where did you and your colleagues find the information and data on the background of this park?
The Boy Scouts are a very tight-knit, group. The vast majority of the executives within the National Council are lifetime members of the Boy Scouts. And so it was really hard to get information about the inner workings and decision makings and financials about the group. We did find a few members of the inner circle who felt like the decisions about the summit had been maybe made a little too quickly and a little too rashly, and they provided documents for us to report off of.
We're speaking with Robin Respo. She's a reporter on the Enterprise team at Reuters, who wrote about the Boy Scouts mega camp, which is now a $439 million gamble on the part of the Boy Scouts to revive their fortunes. Well, how about it, Robin? How is it going? Are things turning around for the Boy Scouts with this camp?
It's a little early to tell. Over 30,000 troops attended the camp last week during its opening, but there's a lot of debt that is still yet to be paid off. The Boy Scouts took $275 million worth of bonds and another $75 million in a credit line. And whether membership will increase as a result and therefore the revenues of the group is still unknown.
Well, so many nonprofits have experienced a slow growth in the last couple of years, especially in terms of revenue goals. Of course, development departments like to put a brave face on this kind of thing. What is the Boy Scouts organization saying about falling so short of its goals for paying for the Summit Park?
The Boy Scouts say that they have not fallen short. They say that they're on track to pay for it, and they say that projections are simply projections. So whether or not the end cost of this park is $450 million by the end of 2015 is yet to be determined. They say that it's not a concern for them. They're going to continue fundraising, and they think that it'll go all right.
I couldn't help but think, Robin, when I was reading about this, is that something known as a Boy Scout camp, I mean, are families, are girls, or is anybody invited, or is that kind of off-putting in itself?
What's interesting, Virginia, is that the plans for the summit are really unknown. Basically, they've announced they're doing this jamboree, and they will continue to do jamborees in the future and have the summit available for Boy Scouts nationally to visit. But in terms of the larger schedule in inviting girls and inviting other youth groups, it has not been announced how they're going to use it. And I'm not even sure that the Boy Scouts have decided themselves how they plan to use this park, which is a little bit crazy considering how much planning has gone into building it.
Well, Robin Respo, reporter on the Enterprise team at Reuters, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Even with 30,000 troops at the quadrennial jamboree at the summit in West Virginia, the crowd has thinned out. Thanks to a new scouting policy, leaders had designed a physically demanding 10-day wilderness excursion for the opening, and not everybody was welcome. Scouts and leaders with a body mass index of more than 40% were banned, while those between 32 and 39.9% BMI could attend only after a medical consultation. Some are lampooning the new admission policy as fat-shaming or bullying, while the Boy Scouts submit that the policy will encourage overweight Scouts to improve their fitness in hopes of attending in another 4 years. We do have a link to more on the new Boy Scout policies, along with that report by Robin Respo and her colleague at Reuters about the Boy Scouts mega camp in West Virginia. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.